welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And today I have Ted Rice on the show. And he also has his own podcast called The Legendary Life Podcast. He's a personal trainer, a peak performance coach, and podcaster. And he's overcome a tremendous amount in his quest to live a legendary life that we are going to talk all about in this podcast and how he opened up on here. I am just beyond grateful for, and I know it's going to impact your life in a very large way as it did mine. And he has worked with Fortune 500 CEOs, busy professionals, and celebrities, including Richard Branson, Ricky Martin, and Robert Downey Jr. He's helped his clients develop and stick with high performance habits that help them manage stress and adversity and lead more successful lives. And most of all, on top of all of the things that he's accomplished and been through, I just absolutely loved his openness, his heart, his vulnerability, and his how down to earth he was. So let's get started. Ted, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you. I love the name of your show, Earn Your Happy. Too many people are out there who wonder why they're not enjoying the type of life they want, enjoying the type of health they want, and it's because we haven't earned it yet. So love the show, love the premise as well.
Thank you so much. And you have a show. What's the name of your show?
Legendary Life.
Oh, I love that. Okay, that totally makes me want to dig in to a couple questions right away, but I want everybody to get to know you. So could you share a little bit about your story? Because I'm sure life has not always looked this way for you. So could you tell us about your story and what's inspired you to get on the path that you're on?
Absolutely. So right now, I've been a health and fitness professional in Miami Beach, Florida for the past 17 years. I've worked with a lot of celebrities like Richard Branson, Robert Downey Jr., Ricky Martin. Most of my personal training clients now are CEOs of multi-million dollar companies. I have a podcast called Legendary Life that you just asked me about. I have a coaching business. I've just launched a speaking career. But like you said, Lori, that's just the snapshot, the tip of the iceberg that everybody sees and says, Ted, you look like you're killing it on Facebook and Instagram, and I see you doing this and that. But the truth is, I'm an ordinary guy. I was born with no special skills, no talents, no genetic gifts. In fact, I've had to overcome a lot of tragedy, personal tragedy, to get to where I am. I lost my mom when I was in high school, sent me down a dark road that I had to pull myself out of. I got into a lot of trouble in high school. Was not, while you were focusing on getting good grades to get into a good college, I was doing the things that you shouldn't be doing. And I started to pull it together when I got into university, which I got into by the skin of my teeth. And I had another tragedy happen. My 9-year-old brother disappeared when I was 19 years old. And I don't want to go too much into it unless you want me to, but we found out what had happened to him 3 months later after a long, it seemed more like 3 years, and it made national news because of who my parents were, two successful attorneys. They met with Bill Clinton, who was president at the time. They went on Oprah to talk about what it was like to have a child gone missing, and I fell apart. Emotionally, physically, and we found out what had happened to him, and he was kidnapped that day walking home from school. He was sexually assaulted in a place not even a mile away from where my parents live. He was eventually murdered. And I tell you that because that's how I got into the fitness business. After a few years after that, after being completely lost, not knowing what to do with my life, because before that I wanted to be a neuroscientist, Lori. I wanted to study the brain. And because I felt like sometimes our brains are more in control of us than the other way around. And all that went away. My dreams were shattered. My thoughts about what was possible in my life was shattered. And I never thought I would be able to be happy again. I never thought that I'd be able to live a life of joy again. But after a few years of that, I found myself in the fitness business. And what I say is that fitness saved my life. And I mean that literally, because I was down some really dark roads, as you might imagine. And for people listening, that's my story. It may sound pretty crazy, intense, depending on what your experience has been this far in your life. But the fact is, we all will go through struggles. And so my message is, focus on health and fitness. It's the foundation of getting past your obstacles, getting through your struggles, and becoming the person that you truly want to be.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It just, to be able to hear it and also know that you're capable of, you know, being in the position you're in today and choosing to be happy, really gives a lot of hope on so many, you know, whether people have gone through something like that or not. It just really puts it into perspective of what is possible. So what were some of the first glimmers, you know, where it's just, it's dark, it's very dark, and you don't even know where to turn? What were some of the first things? Were they signs in your body? Were they, you know, did you pray? What were some things that started to turn you into the, onto the path that got you moving out of that?
Well, I was in a position that I felt like a victim. I was so angry, and I wanted to know the answer to the question, why me? Right? Why me? Why this? Why after all the other things that I've been through? Why me? And I started to understand that, like the name of your show, I needed to take control of my life. That's why I like the name of your show so much, and earn my happiness back, earn my health back, earn a path, a career path. And I although I didn't, you know, explain it the way I'm explaining it now, I didn't think about things that back then in the same way, because I was just a young guy. But I knew that nothing was changing, and if I kept on this path, I was going to end up either in the hospital or dead. And I didn't want that to happen, because I was so young. I felt like, you know, I don't know what's possible after this, what type of happiness is possible, but I can't keep this up, because this is getting nowhere. And that was, when you hit bottom, you got nowhere to go except up. And I felt like I sunk as low as I could go without having an irreversible health crisis, or, you know, overdosing on drugs, or, you know, being hospitalized because I just stopped eating, because I did just kind of stop eating for a while. And that was kind of the glimmer that of hope, right? That was the kind of the mental shift. And I also, I don't want to say it was all me, because so many times we feel like, well, I've got to pull myself by up by my bootstraps. And while that's true, I believe I also had some people who helped me. My sister, I had a friend, and they helped get me out of the physical environment that I was in. They, I actually got out of the place I was living, and I went and moved to a different place. So having people around you who truly support you, not say they support you, you know, don't answer your calls when you're in trouble, but having people that truly support you, going out of your way to have those types of relationships. Again, I didn't think about it in the way I'm talking about it now, but looking back, those are two key things that helped me get on the path to where I felt like I had something to offer the world. I had an opportunity to live a great life again.
Wow, you said some really impactful things and some things that brought me back to, some dark places in my life. You said just recognizing that that's not working for you anymore. Like there's this point where you can't fathom tomorrow being the same again. And it's like you have to make some new choices no matter how hard they are, because nothing will be as hard as going through another day that was the same as today. That was so painful. So to me, like being able to look forward and understand that if you keep living this day over and over again, you can't take it anymore. So like the projection of being able to see that. And also, every time I've been able to shift too, it's been because of people and also getting outside of my environment, the current environment where you're feeling those feelings. So that is so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing those. So that started moving you into these new opportunities and new choices. So what was coming into your space, that you were starting to think of? You say, I do believe also that changing just your biochemistry and start moving and start getting into fitness, that it can really save your life. So what did you start seeing with that and the choices you were making when you were getting into health and fitness?
Well, I noticed it. I mean, there's a bit of a story behind that where I was lost, and then I made a friend, going back to having supportive people around you. I met a guy who was really into exercising, and I was previously into exercising, but I went down a road of drugs and alcohol, and I wasn't eating, and I was in pretty poor health. I was weak, I was frail. And he got me into exercising again. And the beautiful thing about exercise and why I think it's really the place where most people should start is because it may take you a long time to feel the benefits of eating healthy, or you got to wait for the 8 hours of sleep to feel better after a good night of sleep, provided that you even have one. A lot of people have trouble about sleep with sleeping. But exercise, if you do the right intensity and the right duration of exercise, you can be feeling terrible beforehand, and you can do a workout and you feel better afterward. And that's what I started experiencing. I could earn my happiness through something that I could do. It didn't change the fact that my brother was dead, or the other situations that I didn't even talk about yet, or maybe we won't even get to it, but I was able to take control and earn my happiness, to create my happiness. And I kept doing it. And today, you said I made a choice I chose to be happy. I really feel like I still earn it. It's not like I could stop doing those things and then I would be fine. I still have to earn it by focusing on sleep, the quality of my sleep, the quality of my nutrition, and the quality and quantity of my movement. So that's when I started learning, like, wow, this is powerful. I can exercise and feel better. And as you know, Lori, because you're a fitness world champion, and you're an expert in fitness as well, so much of what we're able to do in life comes down to our state, how good we feel. And exercise is that. It's a tool. Forget about, looking better in the mirror. That's important. The 10 pounds you put on over the summer, taking the kids out and barbecuing and all that, and drinking a little bit of beer, whatever you're doing. Okay, that's important too. But more, look at health and fitness, look at exercise as a tool for success. And that's what I was able to do with myself. And that's what started my business, my personal training business. I was able to do that for other people. And I was so passionate about doing that for other people that when I first got hired as a personal trainer, they weren't going to let me work the weight room because I had dropped out of college after what had happened to my brother. I couldn't focus anymore in textbooks and lectures by the professors. It was just too much for me when I experienced something so real. But I was so passionate about training people that I would train people for free, even though my boss said, "Hey, we're going to hire you to put back weights. It's going to be probably 2 years before we let you train anybody." I just started picking people up off the floor and showing them exercises, how to structure a workout, how to eat better, and giving them little mini lectures on nutrition. And people said things to my boss, and then all of a sudden he's like, "You know what? We don't usually do this, but we're going to let you train people." So within a few months, I was able to start training people. And I've had a lot of ups and downs in my business. And we could, I'm happy to share that if you think it would be beneficial to your audience, but I will say that
Go for
started
it.
the thing that that started that spark that, hey, this is gold. This is something that everyone needs.
Oh, I love that. So just by being able to tap into that for yourself and earning your happiness, that's literally, I so am res I'm resonating with everything that you're saying right now because, I could make one different choice in the morning and my life would look completely different because I know what I need and I know what makes me happy. And just like when you learned what makes you happy, it's like, oh, working out, training, you realize that exercise is a tool, like you're saying, that can make other people happy. So it's like this hidden, it's like the bait and switch, right? Okay, we're gonna exercise, but you're actually going to feel purpose. You're going to feel happiness. And by doing that, it opens up this whole other world. So I know this probably happened for you. So what did that open up when you started really tuning into what you desired for your life?
Yeah, I was on top of the world. That's where I met a lot of people in Miami Beach. I was training at the top gym at the time, the Eden Rock Spa and Resort in the Eden Rock Hotel. I met famous people, local celebrities, restaurant owners, club owners. I was living the life. And it was a dream come true. But like I told you, there were some ups and downs. And while I did structure, because we talked about before how some people may be stuck in a situation that they're not completely, excuse me, enthusiastic about. And I'll tell you, when I first started personal training, I was unbelievably enthusiastic about it. But it gets to the point where, okay, well, I've done this for a while. Now it's time to transition into something different. And I started feeling stuck again after a while, even though I had this amazing life going out. It was all VIP all the time, with all the people that I knew, but I still wasn't happy. And I was going out, I was drinking too much, again, because I got invited to these events and everybody's drinking. And, I got sucked back into that for a while. But then I realized, I need to go to the next level. And unfortunately, the story of tragedies didn't end with my brother. My dad's wife, my stepmother, ended up dying a few years back. I went back to school to get some more education. I had to drop out again because my dad got sick. I didn't have to, but it was my dad or school, and I chose family over good grades and following that path. And I was out again and out of school again. And I had cut back on my clients, so I needed to start the business back up, get more clients. It was a struggle. And a few years after that, my sister committed suicide. And it's just like, oh, it's been such a crazy, intense time. Someone even asked me when they heard this story. I mean, it's all over the internet. And if you Google my name or my sister's name or my brother's name, it's all there for you to read if you're interested. But someone asked me, "Ted, is that a truth? Are you?" He thought I was making it up
Oh my
because it's
goodness.
such a ridiculous story. It's so unbelievable in many ways. And I felt like I was in disbelief as well. So, but after my sister committed suicide, that was, I guess 2012, the end of 2012, I had to recover the entire year. And again, this time I kind of knew what to do. I took care of myself. I focused. I had to push down all my emotions, all the things that I was struggling with. I had to step up for my father because he had lost another child. And a year after that, after going through that grieving process again and struggling through some tough times financially and emotionally, I started Legendary Life. And I said, you know what? I'm going to stop playing small in my life and I'm going to go for it. And I started the podcast in 2014 and or at the end of 2013. And I've been going for it ever since. I've become a speaker, a professional speaker. And I didn't talk about this before, but I also got involved in martial arts and I competed in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And I was going to do an MMA fight because I thought that was something that would really, that's something that I really wanted to do. I ended up not doing it. But the point of why I'm telling you that is because a lot of people think MMA fighting is so hardcore and so dangerous and so scary. But for me, I had conquered that. What was standing in my way, what I was being a wuss about, a wimp about, was stepping up and becoming a professional speaker. It's something that I'd always wanted to do ever since I'd been seeing some of my heroes in the fitness industry do it, but I was too scared. And I said, you know what? For my sister, for my brother, for my mother, I'm going to go after it. And so I jumped into that. I started taking professional speaking lessons. I went to courses on public speaking. I took improv acting classes. I went to Toastmasters and I just gave my first keynote speech this year. And I've given three other speeches this year, and I'm going to give at least one more. So I'm
Congrats.
sharing that. Thank you so much. It's been so crazy and so hard, but the reason I share it is because even though your listeners may not be going through or have gone through something like that, I know someone's got cancer, a family member with cancer in their life, or dying from heart disease, or already dead from heart disease. We see it everywhere. Or perhaps they're struggling in their business. Perhaps they're in a job that they don't love. Perhaps it's sucking their soul out of them. These are the things that we need to deal with in life. And those obstacles are the path to the life you truly want to live.
Wow. So the obstacles are the path to the life that we truly want to live. And you've been able to, I got to talk to you a few minutes before this, and you're filled with enthusiasm, you're filled with joy, you're filled with life. You're doing all of these different things because you are creating purpose for yourself. A purpose outside of whatever it is that, was keeping you in a dark place. And do you feel like that's vital for people to be able to do? So whether it's somebody dealing with a tragedy or whether it's somebody, I had somebody who just asked me who says they want to thrive in corporate America, even though they have all of these other dreams right now. It's like, how can I be happy and create purpose outside of something right now, even if it's something I don't want to be doing? And I know you said you have some experience with that. Could you elaborate for us?
Sure. And like I said, right now I'm kind of in that situation again where I was in love with personal training. I was in love with showing up one-on-one and giving my all to that person and helping them achieve their goals with health and fitness and seeing also the mental and emotional transformation that happened as well. But now I've been doing it for 17 years. And I've stayed in it for probably a little too long. And I have to keep doing it at the moment, even though I have an online fitness coaching group that's doing really well. And I have these speaking events that I'm doing, but I still have to stick it out. So what I'd say to you, if you're in a similar place, is number one, You need to be training yourself. You need to stop looking at exercise and eating right and sleeping, getting into bed no later than 11 and doing all the sleep hygiene things that I'm sure you've talked about, Lori, or and your guests have talked about. But you got to look at that as training for the event, right? And the event is making your shift into what you truly want to do. If you want to start your own business, if you want to become a speaker like me or Lori, if you want to do anything like that, you need to train yourself. You need to be ready. The opportunities come to people who are doing the right things. So you have to be ready, and you have to keep also doing a great job at where you're working right now. I don't show up to my clients and say, I don't really want to be here. I'd rather be doing an interview with Lori Harter on her Earn the Happy podcast, but I'm here. No, I show up and I bring it because I have this other thing going on. I know everything is, I need to stay in the best state I can and deliver the best value I can in my personal training and in the other business ventures I'm working on. That's what I would say to you. Also, some people, you may be in a situation where you don't have the idea yet. You're like, I don't even know what I want to do. I know I'm in corporate America. I know I want to thrive here, even though I don't want to be here in many ways. But what I would tell you is get really clear, because the path to entrepreneurship, to working on your own, to becoming a freelancer, whatever it is that you want to do, you have to be all in to do that. So make sure the grass isn't greener, because I would never wish the types of the work that I have to put into what I do, I would never be able to do it if I weren't all in. So make sure you're all in. And entrepreneurship isn't for everyone. You may be exactly where you need to be, but perhaps maybe you're not in the right corporation. Maybe you're working in something like cold and heartless, like accounting or banking. And maybe you need to be in an organization that, like Tesla or Apple, or something where your vision and your values are congruent with the corporation that you're working for. And there's plenty of them right now. There's so many. Or perhaps you have a family and you do know what you want to do, but you can't quite make the move because you've gotta take care of your family. You gotta save up for the college education for the kids, and you've got to put food on the table and pay the mortgage. In all those cases, their time is long, right? You're going to have time eventually to do things, but you've got to stick it out, and it requires persistence, and it requires that you take care of yourself. You do that training that I talked about. Think of being, you got to be in shape for life. I'm not an athlete. I'm not a pro athlete or an Olympic athlete. You're probably not either, but we've got to be in shape for our life. And a lot of it has to do with managing our stress, our mental state, and being able to have the endurance, because what we want to do, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes, so much yes to so much of what you just said. I use that same language in my head, is you're just in training, because there's a lot of times that when I first started this, I started health and fitness because I wanted something, right? I wanted to look a certain way, or I thought that being fit would make me feel confident or get me something in the very beginning. And those are great carrots, but they only go so far. They don't last very long. It's very easy to get over them, like, whatever, I don't see the results, so we're going back to this old life. So it's like the training for me, it's a reminder all of the time that, if I'm going to sit down to do a 5-10 minute meditation, it's not because I need to see a visualization and I want to feel this way and whatever. It's like, no, this is mind training to just give yourself some space to relax, to chill out, to just allow things to happen in your life. And without that, for me, it's easy, very easy for me to get really chaotic. So training, whatever it is, it's like remembering that if that being able to leave your job or go to the next job, if that is not in the picture yet, if that's not even close, it's like, well, you still have a lot of training that you get to do to become that person that'll be able to handle that. So I love it. And you talk about training for life. So stress tips. I would love to know some great things that we could implement no matter where we're at in our lives when we start to feel that, like that urge to, you know, get frustrated or want to leave or not be happy or, you know, dwell on the negative. What are some things that you do that are best for stress?
Yeah, I love this. And I love what you said there as well. And, you know, I think we're kindred spirits in many ways, Lori. So stress, I love it because a lot of people are like, oh, I'm so stressed. And you're like, okay, really? Well, how many hours of sleep did you get? And what time did you go to bed? Mm-hmm. Well, I stayed up till 2 and I was watching the tail end of Game of Thrones or, you know, whatever show you're watching. It's like, you're not stressed. You're sleep deprived. Mm-hmm. You will never, like, that's why I love the name of your show. You will never earn your happy. You will never earn that calmness, that stress-free feeling if you don't do that. The human body has rules that it abides by. Just like you can't stop breathing, you can't just stop eating, you can't just stop drinking water if you want. You can't, you have to follow certain rules. Sleep, I would first look at your sleep. Mm-hmm. Now, some people may say, well, okay, well, I'm, you know, let's get that out of the way, right? Mm-hmm. So some people may say, I'm sleeping well, I go to bed, I'm in bed by 10 or 11, I get my 7 to 9 hours of sleep, which research shows is the optimal amount for an adult human being, but I'm still stressed. Another thing I would look at is the job that you're in. Mm-hmm. There have been tons of studies done on stress and our professional status, if you will. Mm-hmm. And Simon Sinek, if you're not familiar with him, he's got a great book called Leaders Eat Last. Mm-hmm. And he goes into all these things about how human beings need to feel safe. And what I'll tell you is if you don't feel safe in the place that you're working, you're always going to feel stressed. Mm-hmm. If you feel like the people you're working with, your colleagues, are going to stab you in the back as soon as you know, turn around, look at that. Look at also the other people around you. And your friends, make sure you have true friends, people who support you and people who aren't dragging you out to drink more, to engage in behaviors that, while are fun occasionally, if you're doing them regularly, are going to make you feel stressed. Because if you drink too much alcohol, you're not going to sleep well, regardless of if you're in bed by 10 p.m. or not. Mm-hmm. So those are the things to look at. Now let's talk about some things that, let's say, okay, well, you're doing all that. You got great friends, you work in a pretty solid place, you feel secure in your career, whether you are in love with your career or not. Let's look at some things that we can do to manage stress. So you already mentioned one, Lori, meditation. I don't know what you use. I'm a little bit of a reluctant meditator. So I use the Headspace app and I find that helps me do meditation, because otherwise I'm not the type of person who can just sit down and say, okay, I'm going to meditate now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm kind of high. I'm kind of like a bit of an adrenaline junkie, a little hyperactive. Some mm-hmm. people might say. So that's,
I love it.
That's what I would recommend. Mm-hmm. Another thing, make sure that you're doing enough aerobic exercise. So many of us, we hit the circuit training, the CrossFit, the high intensity interval training. That stuff's great, but it's highly demanding on your body. And if you're doing that all the time, you can get what's called sympathetic overreaching or sympathetic overtraining. And that simply means that you have two sides to your autonomic nervous system, your sympathetic nervous system, which is, I know it sounds sciencey, but it just means your fight or flight response. And then you have your parasympathetic, which is your rest and digest. So if you're at weight training, high intensity interval training, doing CrossFit, things like that, that's very sympathetic driven, very it's adrenaline junkie stuff, and I love it too. That's what I love to do. It makes me feel alive, especially Brazilian jiu-jitsu martial arts, but you can't do it all the time. So make sure you are getting your meditation in. Make sure you're taking a yoga class. Make sure you're doing deep breathing exercises. Make sure you're recovering from your workouts. Another thing that's a little less intensive and something you can do, it's more of a short fix, instant gratification type of thing, is make sure you have adequate magnesium levels. I just took a magnesium bath a little while ago. I love Ancient Minerals magnesium bath flakes. Too many of us are deficient in magnesium because we don't eat enough green leafy vegetables, or maybe we have gut issues. So make sure you're getting magnesium. And I love transdermal magnesium. You can buy the bath flakes online. You can get Epsom salts from your CVS or Walgreens or drugstore, wherever you are. You can also take it orally, but I think transdermally is more powerful. So experiment with the baths. If you don't like taking baths, use the Ancient Minerals magnesium lotion. I rub that on my body before I go to bed. I have some sleep issues, which is, I guess we're not going to talk about it today, but I'm really into sleep hygiene and the science of sleep and how to optimize it. And I rub this stuff on my body. It helps me get into deeper sleep faster than if I didn't use it. So I'm more likely to sleep through the night without waking up, and also get better quality sleep when I am asleep. So that's something you can do as well. And those are some that I think everyone can do. Also, static stretching is another good one. Deep breathing with static stretching, if you're not a yoga person and you don't want to do the om and do the chanting, some static stretching with deep breathing, that's something that can calm you down as well. But making sure you're actually, like I keep going back to the name of your podcast, Earn Your Happy, make sure you earn your stress relief.
Oh, so many good tips. Oh my goodness. So literally, you guys, if you just implement one of those, if you're not doing any of them, pick one. I already am like, I'm gonna go get that lotion. Because I'm not a big bath person, because that requires like sitting there. which I need more of. So we'll work
Drifting
into
junkie
it.
too.
We're gonna work up to it. I'm like, I meditate. Maybe I'll meditate in the bathtub. There you go. Okay. But so many good things. And yes, stretching is just one of those things that it just brings you back to self. You know, so don't be stretching, thinking about all of the stressful things you have to do for the day. Just be present with it. And these are so many great ideas. Ted, I absolutely loved having you on this podcast. I would love for everybody to be able to follow you and be able to find out more about you. So where can we do all of that?
Yeah, the best place. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. It was a lot of fun, and thanks for holding the space to let me kind of open up as well as to share some practical things. I really appreciate that, Lori. But if you want to hear more about me, and I do a deep dive into the science of nutrition and sleep and exercise, if you want more of that, as well as some motivation thrown in to keep you motivated. So go to legendarylifepodcast.com. And if you'd like to have me help you get your health handled, you can also go to legendarylifepodcast.com/coaching and sign up for the coaching program if you want me to be your coach.
So awesome. I love that you do that. And I love that I'm bringing more men into the podcast, because I just think, you know, I have so many women that listen as well who are looking for basically something for their partners or their husbands or whatever that is, or for themselves. So I'm beyond grateful to have you on, and thank you for sharing everything that you shared. And I'm seriously going to reach out to you for probably another podcast on sleep, because I just think it is so vital, and we could clearly talk about 50,000 different topics. So thank you again for that. And one last question. So,
Sure.
if you are on an elevator and you have only a 30-second ride with somebody and they look over at you and they say, how can I make myself happy? What do you say?
Wow. I would say, number one, you already have everything that you need to be happy. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is start using it. Mm-hmm. I want you, as soon as you get out of this elevator, I want you to go for a walk. I want you to get outside. I want you to get some sunshine. Hopefully the weather's nice in the area. But, mm-hmm. and if it isn't, go for a walk on a treadmill, do some squats, do some push-ups, do some hollow body holds, do some side planks. After that, go have a green smoothie with some protein, some kale, some, you know, something that's going to nourish you. Mm. After that, you will feel happier. Do some meditation. Mm. After that, you have the power, you have the tools. What you need is to start doing it. And if you can't bring yourself to do that, hire a coach to help you.
Mm. So perfect. Thank you so much. And you guys, if you love this podcast as much as I did, make sure you share it. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.